Well, Henry Ford, the great inventor and American industrialist, went to Ireland to visit the town where his parents had come from. And he went to the pub one night, and the men of the town gathered around and said, "In honor of your parents coming from this area, we'd like you to give a donation to the building of our new hospital." And so Henry Ford wrote out a check for $5,000, the equivalent of $5,000. Well, the next morning in the newspaper, the headlines read, "Henry Ford, American industrialist, donates $50,000 to the building of the new hospital." Well, that night they all met in the bar again, and Mr. Ford knew what they were up to. And he said, "Well, just how much does this hospital cost?" And of course they were very apologetic for the typo that was in the newspaper and said they'd be happy to retract it in the next day's paper. And Mr. Ford said, "Well, just how much does this hospital cost?" And they said, $50,000. So Mr. Ford wrote out a check for $50,000 and said, "I will give you this on one condition." And they said, "Anything." And he said, "Well, I want to choose the Bible verse to be inscribed over the front doors of the hospital." And it actually comes from today's gospel. And so they said, "Of course, Mr. Ford, we'd be happy to have you do that. So if you go to Cork, Ireland today, over the doors of the hospital, it says, 'I came among you as a stranger, and you took me in.'" The Lord tells us that whatever we do to another person, we do to Christ Himself. St. Martin of Tours, the great saint of France in the 4th century, one day as a soldier was riding on horseback, and he saw a man shivering by the side of the road. And this man had hardly any clothing. And so St. Martin of Tours took his own cloak, wrapped up the beggar, and then went on his way. And that night, St. Martin of Tours had a dream, and there was Jesus Christ wrapped in his cloak. So whatever we do to another person, the poorest of the poor, we do to Christ. That's why I'm so happy at this parish that we're doing so much to take care of the needs of the poor and the suffering through the wonderful work of the Samaritans, the House of Mercy, Social Concerns, and of course the spiritual as well as the corporal works of mercy through the Legion of Mary, the Knights of Columbus, and so many other outreach programs. I've never been in a parish that does as much for the needy and the poor and the sufferings as all of you do by your way you're able to help those who are suffering. And realize, you're not just doing it for that person. Jesus says you did it for him. Every time you gave food to the hungry, you did it for Christ. Every time you gave drink to the thirsty, you did it for him. Every time you gave clothing to clothe the naked, or to help shelter the homeless, or to help anyone in need, the poorest of the poor, the unborn, whatever you've done to help the poor, the most in need, Jesus says, you've done it for him. When you visit that hospital, that nursing home, that prison, you're actually doing it for Jesus Christ. Today is the great feast day of Christ the King, the last feast day of the year, because next week we begin a brand new liturgical year with Advent, with the first Sunday of Advent. So the entire church year culminates in this feast day of Christ the King, when we acknowledge Christ as our Lord, our Savior, our God, and our King. And I've often thought that each one of us needs to acknowledge Christ as King within our own hearts, within our own soul. And any soul in the state of grace has Jesus Christ reigning as King in their heart and soul. Anybody who lives in sin does not have Jesus Christ reigning in their heart and soul. But once we repent and go to confession and get back into the grace of God, then Jesus Christ reigns within our soul through grace. And then we need to have every family acknowledge Christ as King by enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the home, the image, a painting, a statue, an image of the Sacred Heart, where the family consecrates itself to Christ and says, "Jesus is King and Lord of this family." And our parish as a whole, We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our King, even the way we built the church, with Christ in the very center, in the tabernacle. There's no mistake when you come into the church where Jesus Christ is at our church. He's right in the center. He's enthroned on the beautiful tabernacle pedestal on the throne with adoring angels, because Jesus Christ is King and Lord of this parish. So through Eucharistic adoration and at Mass, we see Christ as King. Right now we have Eucharistic adoration one day a week on Fridays for 24 hours every Friday. But starting after the New Year, we're going to expand that to Monday morning to Saturday morning. Eucharistic adoration 24 hours a day. In December, Father DeLuca will be here to preach at all the Masses to talk about Eucharistic adoration. So we'll be able, really, through our adoration chapel, to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is King and Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And lastly, in our culture, in our society, in our country, we have to do everything we can to promote the kingship of Jesus Christ by promoting family values, morality, the Ten Commandments, respect for all human life, especially the unborn. So this is something that we have to do to bring about the culture of life. Where life is respected, there Jesus Christ is King and Lord. So that would be my prayer for us today on the feast day of Christ the King, that we always see Christ in each and every person, the poorest of the poor, the needy, the oppressed, that we see Jesus in each person, and then we acknowledge Christ as King in our hearts, in our families, in our parish, and in our society. God bless you.